Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Friday. Great, I'm your host, Alex Chow. We've got a big broadcast, as usual, lined up for you today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Stop into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a live Friday transmission, and I wanted to be here for the whole broadcast today, but I've had some family issues come up that I've got to attend to, but I'm going to be in and out of the office here today during the broadcast. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting with Roger Stone, co-hosting in the first hour. They're coming up in about 5 minutes, or 5 minutes exactly. And then in the second hour, Martha Chansley, mother of Jake, or Jacob Chansley, the J6 Q Shaman, will be joining us. And I'm going to tape something that I'm going to air right before she comes on, because I'm going to issue an apology to Jacob Chansley for the way I handled things in hindsight then at the time. Because I knew he was innocent. I knew he was being set up. I was a little mad at him when he came on the show, I think 2 days after. But in hindsight, I could have done a better job. So I'm going to talk about that coming up. There's also a give, send, go for him. Free Jake. We saw Elon Musk come out last week and say free the Q Shaman. That's what he's known as, not Jacob Chansley. And we're all Jacob Chansley, because they let him in, they brought him in, he thanked the police, they thanked him, and that was not allowed to be seen by the jury, and he's spending 4 years in prison when the left runs around burning down whole cities and then gets bailed out by the now Vice President Kamala Harris. So that's coming up. Now, that's in the second hour. World War III, the election, DeSantis, Trump, the poison shots, what's happening with J6, all of it, with Roger Stone, with Owen Schroyer, coming up in the first hour. And as I said, Martha Chansley, mother of Jake Chansley, J6, political prisoner, a.k.a. the Q Shaman, in the second hour today, and they have launched this fundraiser. The goal is $55,000, which is nothing for legal bills, and he's raised $20,000. I really want to raise that money today, and I know I come to the well, I come to the audience constantly, and you know, we had James O'Keefe on yesterday, relaunching his new O'Keefe Media Group, and I'm just here supporting, if you choose so, and then I'm supporting this guy, I'm supporting that person, this lady. I'm just trying to do the best job I can. You choose where you want to support. You choose what you want to do. We don't keep InfoWars afloat, which really needs your support. We won't be here. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got great products you need, like our prebiotic, like our open bone broth, like our high-end, full-spectrum CBD that's so good for your brain, your nervous system, your neurological system, your bones, your joints, your muscles. It's super high grade for 50% off what you'll find anywhere. We have it in the dropper form and in the gummy form. But we're really a mothership, or a platform of awakening and resistance and support for people in the fight. And I realize that support is you, who are the foundation and the superstructure and the whole building. You're not the tail on the dog. You're not even the dog. You're the whole dog, the whole tail, the fur, the skin, the brain, the eyes, the guts, the bones. You are everything. So I'm very humbly thankful to all of you. But you also realize what's done to Alex Jones today, what's done to the Q Shaman today, can and will be done to you tomorrow. The Justice Department just announced yesterday they're planning at least 1,000 new indictments and arrests to throw people under their federal prisons there in their District of Mordor, Satan on the Potomac. So very dark times for the Republic. But the world's waking up. And the globalists are cornered rats. They're being forced out in the open. And that's why they're so incredibly dangerous. All right. Thanks for joining us on this Friday edition. I'll be here Sunday night, hosting the whole enchilada myself, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday as well. Spread the word about the Friday edition. That's how we get past the censors. That's how we override the tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. It does such amazing things to your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. You also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we have a lineup of guests for you today. I'm going to let you know right now, Roger Stone is connected on the line, going to be with me for the entire hour. There he is right there. Look at that smile. Oh, man, that brightens your day right there. That brightens my day, I'll tell you that. Roger Stone in the first hour. Pete Santilli and the mother of the Q Shaman, Jacob Chansley, Martha Chansley, with us in the second hour. Savannah Hernandez in studio in the third hour. She recently got chased away from a Turning Point USA event by a bunch of radical leftist Antifa members. And they hunt her down and they say, find the InfoWars girl, find the InfoWars girl. And really, she hasn't even worked here in years, but I guess her most impactful work was here, so they just call her that. And then fourth hour host, Jay Dyer. I'm back on the War Room with Jerome Davidson at 5 o'clock and the Great Revenge of the Sis podcast at 6. So loaded guest schedule today. I'm looking forward to speaking with all our guests, including Roger Stone, who I hear you got a little nice love letter from Hunter Biden's lawyers this morning. Roger, do you want to let us know about the love that Hunter Biden feels for you?
Well, first of all, Owen, it's great to be back with you. Feels like the old days at the original War Room, the real War Room, where we were colleagues and turned out an enormous amount of important information for the American people. And I miss those days. I miss everyone at InfoWars. You've carried on a great tradition. This is now the second time that Hunter Biden's lawyers have threatened me by letter. In the first letter, which was several weeks ago, from Abby Lowell, who's an extraordinarily expensive, high-powered Washington attorney, also very capable, by the way, essentially urging me to preserve all the documents in my possession pertaining to Hunter Biden's laptop, which would be none whatsoever, other than, of course, news stories. Because everything I know about Hunter Biden's laptop, I know from one of two places. I read about it at the New York Post, or actually the New York Post or Breitbart News, or I read the extraordinary report put out by the Marco Polo Foundation, which I think anyone can go online and get at MarcoPoloUSA.com, I believe it is. It's about, 4 inches thick. It's extraordinarily detailed. Today I got a second letter. This is a cease and desist letter instructing me to stop talking about the contents of the laptop, which are completely mapped out in great, great detail and documented in the Marco Polo report. I'm not going to discuss the content of the letter beyond that because I haven't had time to digest it with my attorneys. But, this is yet again an attempt to silence any discussion of the deeds of Hunter Biden as detailed in the laptop. And in my case, it's a continuation lawfare. In other words, it's bad enough that I lost my home, my car, my savings, most of my insurance. It's bad enough that my wife has struggled through stage four cancer under those circumstances. Bad enough that I already still have 11 pending, totally frivolous, totally baseless, totally groundless, but heavily sensationalized lawsuits against me. But now I have Hunter Biden's extremely expensive and nasty lawyers threatening me because they don't want me to come on, InfoWars or on my own show, StoneZone.live, StoneZone.live every day at 5 o'clock to talk about what can be seen in the public forum, in the public realm, which has all been fully published. It seems to me a rather foolish strategy, but again, if people want to help me fight legal action against Hunter Biden's laptop, against Hunter Biden's lawyers, they can go to StoneDefenseFund.com. I wouldn't ask if I didn't need it.
Roger, I'm a little confused because this was in the news today as well. Hunter Biden files counterclaims against computer repairmen over handling of infamous laptop. So as you were mentioning, he's dealing with the lawsuits as well. But I'm confused here, Roger, because first, the story was there is no story. The laptop doesn't exist. It's Russian disinformation. And then after the election was finished, now the laptop is real. And the contents, however, are irrelevant. What is relevant is the people that were talking about it when they were telling us it was fake. Do I have this right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And this is a classic tactic of the left. Let's not focus on the actual emails from the DNC or from Hillary Clinton as published by WikiLeaks. Let's only focus on how that information became public. The false narrative continued to be repeated in the media still today that the Russians hacked the DNC and somehow gave that information to WikiLeaks, a claim for which there is no proof or evidence whatsoever. In fact, the head of CrowdStrike's, the private company that made that claim publicly, admitted in his sworn testimony before the House Intelligence Committee that neither he nor the DNC had any evidence of any of that happening. But what better way to distract from the evidence of corruption, Hillary's personal involvement in dirty tricks, and so on, and the doings of the Podesta brothers, as revealed in those emails, rather than to kick up a dust storm about how the information became public. As far as I know, and I'm not an attorney, I stress that, but basically everything that I have read leads me to believe that Hunter Biden gave this laptop to a repair shop man, John Paul McIsaac. McIsaac has a signed service agreement that stipulates that if the laptop is not picked up and paid for after the requested work has been conducted, that it reverts to the property of the repair shop owner. So I believe it became his property. He did what every upstanding citizen would do. He turned it over to the FBI. So I don't know. Now, the FBI did nothing for 15 months with it. It's a separate question. But I think this lawsuit is frivolous. Any lawsuit against me would be equally frivolous. I only know about the laptop what I have read about it. And as far as the contents of the laptop, first of all, Hunter Biden's a public figure, but secondarily, the published material put out by the Marco Polo Foundation, which I believe to be accurate and genuine, is shocking, to say the least. You can get that yourself, by the way, by going to MarcoPoloUSA.com. It is available to the public.
Well, and there's so much to unpack here. One, I believe Hunter Biden is going into court proceedings right now because of his baby with the stripper that he impregnated and didn't want anything to do with. He's involved in legal action there. Apparently there were some issues with the child care payment. So that's nice to know that he's got money to sue Roger Stone, but not pay for his child that he doesn't want you to know about. And of course, the obvious wrongdoing here is not from Roger Stone. It's that if any legal action should be taken right now, it would be against the Bidens. We just found out that the Bidens were taking money from the Chinese, as many as four Biden family members taking money from the Chinese in 2017 while they were investigating Trump. We now know that the contents of the laptop were real. How do you fathom this? How do you fathom the fact that you're having legal action taken against you for doing nothing wrong, nothing illegal, but the actual crime family, the Bidens, receiving money from the Chinese and the alleged activities we see on this laptop, nefarious as they are, no legal action against the Bidens?
Yeah, it's the two-tier justice system that we seem to live under. Look, I think that this whole attack on me and others is the brainchild of a Hollywood lawyer screenwriter named Kevin Morris. This guy has actually written out a Unabomber-like chart that has one of my personal attorneys, Tyler Nixon, who's been on the show many times. I'm in the chart.
Well, this guy sounds extremely stable. Roger, first break. Folks, don't go anywhere.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Talking about, he's now received, I believe, Roger, your second cease and desist from the loving Hunter Biden lawyers. They love you so much. But folks, you need to understand something. The fate of InfoWars, the fate of Roger Stone is your fate. And when I hear what Roger has gone through, really the last 5+ years before even this Hunter Biden laptop scandal, and then the scandal becomes how they're suing people that talk about it, you have to understand this is now their plan is to sue all their political opposition out of existence. They did the test run with Alex and InfoWars. You saw the result. Now they go for Roger Stone. They go for Donald Trump. They go for Tucker Carlson. They go for Fox News. They're coming for everybody. But again, Roger, the one thing that stands out to me about this, which is just, I can't even fathom it. I'm at a loss for words. How is it that legal action is being taken against Roger Stone and not Hunter Biden? I mean, of all the things, I'm watching the news last night, Roger, and you know how much coverage I saw of the four Bidens getting millions of dollars from the Chinese? How about none? How about not a single minute? Now, if it was Donald Trump who got a penny from Russia or China or anywhere else, it'd be the top news story for the entire week. But when it's the Bidens, nobody blinks an eye, and now they come after you, Roger Stone, for talking? I mean, outside of just this impacting you and your life, what do you think about this? How do you react? How do you respond to this?
It boggles the mind. I mean, Paul Manafort went to prison, did hard time, solitary confinement. He was even incarcerated prior to being found guilty of any crime for lobbying for the Ukraine without registering a Foreign Agents Registration Act registration. It's abundantly clear, based on what I read in the Hunter Biden laptop files published publicly and in the New York Post, that Hunter Biden acted on behalf of foreign companies and governments, but he never filed such a registration. We know that Tony Podesta, brother of John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and in his own right, a heavy-duty Washington Democrat lobbyist who represents the largest telecommunications company in China, also failed to register on behalf of Ukraine. No action was taken against him. So it is really extraordinary that if you are a truth teller, as Garrett Ziegler is, who, by the way, is an amazing young man, very precise, very organized, very credible, who has taken on the enormous project of taking the entire laptop file and laying it out in a very readable format with explanations and footnotes and photographs and so on. He is subjected to harassment by Hunter Biden's lawyers, who are, A, threatening the tax status of his foundation. He's never advocated the election of or vote for or against any candidate or party. There's no violation there. He's entitled to publish this material. And then secondarily, to somehow come up with the deluded claim that I was involved in this information becoming public, which is categorically false, and now issuing a cease and desist letter saying that I can't speak about it in public. It is really, it's quite extraordinary, but it is par for the course. We have a two-tier justice system. I may not agree with everything Alex Jones says, but he certainly has a First Amendment right to say it. For that, they're trying to destroy him. They're trying to bankrupt him. They're trying to close down InfoWars, which has been a beacon of truth now throughout the Trump years and even before. Look at it this way. Where could I go today, right now, to tell people that Hunter Biden's lawyers are threatening me if there was no InfoWars? I mean, look, I do a show, StoneZone.live, same time as the War Room. This is one of the great tragedies of Western civilization that you and I are on at the same time. So folks have to watch one of us in rerun, but that's okay. But if there was no InfoWars, I would not be able to put out the Clarion call and tell people of this harassment. So it's important that people support InfoWars. People go to your product page. If you're not interested in buying something today, and there are many great products that I love, there's a button there where you can make a contribution. Alex Jones is a fighter. He's a warrior. I've never seen lawfare at this level, and he deserves your support.
Well, it must be nice to be the Bidens receiving millions of dollars from overseas so that they can just sue whoever they want. You know, I wish I had a gigantic fund to just sue whoever I want and threaten and harass whoever I want, Roger. I guess that would be a nice thing. Actually, I take that back. I'm not even sure I would want that. I'm not even sure I would want to do that. But the point is, this is what the Bidens are doing to you. And again, when the House GOP Oversight Committee yesterday releases the document showing four Biden family members receiving millions of dollars from the Chinese communists, and nobody covers this while they were doing their fraudulent Trump-Russia collusion investigation, I mean, that's the whole story right there. So I'm just, again, I'm just at a loss here, and I guess I'm talking myself in circles. No media coverage? No, like, I guess at this point, I shouldn't expect anything from the media. I mean, is that how fallen we are as a nation state that the Biden crime family can just do whatever the hell it wants? Nothing from the FBI, nothing from the Department of Justice, nothing from the American media, and they can just criminally harass whoever they want?
It underlines the importance of alternative media, because you're absolutely right. You're not going to see anything about this on network television. You're not going to see it certainly at CNN or MSNBC. You're not going to see it in the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. You're not going to see it in the so-called legacy media. These outlets have been protecting Joe Biden since before he was nominated. And if it weren't for the InfoWars and the or Tucker Carlson, for example, there'd be no alternative coverage. I must say, we got about a minute and a half, but I have never seen a public assault on a public figure like the assault on Tucker Carlson. And he's standing up to it in a way that is really inspirational. He is a man of steel. He is a true patriot, a man of enormous integrity. And the attacks on him for simply revealing the truth and documenting it with video, it's breathtaking. It really is.
Well, and I'll tell you, too, just to follow up on that before the break here. When I see what you have done, Roger, in your not just your career, but in more recent years, dealing with the persecution and the attacks and the lies you've gone through, working with Alex Jones, seeing that you mentioned Tucker Carlson and some other people that have been inspiring to me growing up. I've got to tell you, as somebody that looks at all this and just says, you know, I'm only human, folks. And sometimes I look at all this, and I'm like, just get out. Like, just get out. These people are going to destroy your life. They're going to ruin you. Just get out. Just go out to the country, work for the rest of your life. Just get out. But I see inspirational figures like you, and I say, why would I give up? If Roger Stone hasn't given up, well, how can I give up? If Alex Jones hasn't given up, why would I give up? And then I remember that the freedom, the prosperity, and I believe the country, the United States of America, is worth fighting for. Roger Stone is with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Let's get into the Trump campaign on the other side of this break with the great...
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Roger, it's pretty clear at this point that the deep state is going to do anything they possibly can to keep Trump from running. And, of course, the lawfare is their go-to tactic right now. This is from Axios. Looming Trump charges threaten to inject chaos into his 2024 campaign. Now, let me ask you this historically first, Roger. At any other time in U.S. history, if there was a phenomenon like this where a presidential candidate was being politically persecuted, then it would be viewed as just that. Political persecution trying to interfere with a campaign, interfere with an election. But that's not the narrative now. The narrative now is Trump must go down. Trump should not be able to run. What do you attribute that to? How are they able to get away with this clear political persecution because they don't want Trump to be president again? I mean, even a decade ago, the media would be calling this out for what it really is. What has happened, Roger Stone?
What you see here, I think, is the palpable fear of the two-party duopoly, who simply do not want to face Donald Trump at the polls again. And therefore, the Russian collusion hoax failed. The Ukrainian impeachment failed. There's still two ongoing investigations, one into January 6th, one into his handling of classified or secret government documents. We don't know the outcome of those either. But to charge him now on this extraordinarily minor matter, the statute of limitations of which I believe has run out anyway, really shows you the desperation of the establishment not to run against Donald Trump. So in one breath, they say he's damaged, he's disgraced, he's virtually in exile.
He'll be crushed.
He can't possibly win an election. And then they say, oh, my God, we don't want to run against that guy again. And what's interesting, and I think this is absolutely key, we saw this after the raid at Mar-a-Lago, is that the American people rally to Donald Trump when he's under attack. If they bring charges against him in any of these matters, it will simply turbocharge his campaign for the Republican nomination and ensure that he is the Republican nominee. Now, perhaps in a misguided political judgment, that's actually what they want. I mean, Jimmy Carter and his advisors actually wanted to run against Ronald Reagan. They thought he would be the easiest candidate to beat, when in fact he was the strongest candidate against Carter. This mistake was repeated by Hillary Clinton and her advisors. They actually wanted to run against Donald Trump in 2016. He had no political experience. They saw him as a caricature, as a cartoon character. They didn't understand the strength of the America First message. So perhaps in some perverse way, they believe that this persecution will ensure his nomination, because they believe, I think falsely, that he is easily beatable in a general election. What will the economy be like in November of 2020?
I don't even want to imagine, actually. But they're obviously working in small margins here. They're obviously walking a tightrope because, I mean, they know if they charge Trump or arrest Trump that things are just going to start coming apart at the seams. And I think people that may have even been anti-Trump in the past will come out and say, this is ridiculous. This is out of control. This is clear corruption. I hate Trump. But he's not the problem that this country has. He has not been in government for decades like Joe Biden. This is completely out of control. They have to be aware of that. But at the same time, they also feel like if we don't get rid of Trump, let's say put Trump behind bars, then he's going to continue to be a threat to us. So how do they balance this, Roger? I mean, that's clearly what they're trying to do, is this balancing act of, well, we do want to destroy him completely, put him behind bars, whatever, because he's a threat to us. But also, we realize that the more we do that, the stronger he'll actually get. And perhaps more importantly than Donald Trump, the more aggressive the people would get against the deep state tyranny.
Well, first of all, to be very clear, we're not advocating violence against the government or any kind of uprising if Donald Trump is arrested. That's not what either one of us are saying. But I do think it will awaken a lot of voters and a lot of Americans who may be unclear about what's going on in the country. Secondarily, I think they might be looking at this from both a short-term and a long-term point of view. In other words, politically, from a short-term, they may realize that it charges against Donald Trump on any matter will turbocharge his campaign for the nomination. If Donald Trump has any kind of charges filed against him, it'll be the worst possible day of Governor Ron DeSantis' life. We've already seen this phenomena in the wake of the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and therefore I think opposition to Trump within the party will virtually collapse if there are charges filed against him. Now, they may believe that these doom him in a general election. They didn't think he would win the last two elections either.
And, of course, this is the Democrat Party that has rejected every presidential election that they've lost in the 21st century. So that is ironic, but all facts aside, don't let the truth get in the way of a Democrat lie. Roger, is Joe Biden the worst president you've ever seen?
It appears that way. I mean, I never thought I'd say that. You know, prior to this, I would have said that Barack Obama was the worst president in my lifetime. Prior to that, I would have said Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, if we read the press reports, lies near death in a Georgia hospice. The more I read, I've read a couple of his books now. I don't think he was a bad man. I think he was a patriotic American. In fact, I think he was a good man. He just wasn't a good president. But I think he was a decent person, a man of faith. I think he was a patriotic American. Barack Obama is now in his third term, I think, in reality. But when you look at gas prices, for example, who in their right mind would think that turning on the Russian gas pipeline, which Donald Trump had turned off, but turning off the Keystone pipeline in the United States, which Donald Trump had turned on, that would benefit the United States? Who would possibly think that? When I went to a supermarket the other day to buy a steak, well, it wasn't really a steak, it was really two bites of a steak, and it was $7. This was not enough to sustain a grown man. So the food prices, if you can find the items you're looking for, we have a shortage of chicken wings going on here in Florida. That's hard to believe. Then you add into that the inflation, the fact that there's 370,000 homeless veterans in this country, but we're shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine. President Biden tells them we're not going to give them Abrams tanks. Then we give them Abrams tanks. Then he says we're not going to give them certain fighter jets. I believe those fighter jets are on the way. And they'll be asking for billions more as they walk us right up to the precipice of World War III. This is the most dangerous time ever in American history. And if you are the Iranians or the Chinese and you see nothing but weakness from this administration, well, weakness is provocative. I think the Chinese, just as the Russians did not invade Ukraine during the Trump presidency, Trump's been very candid. He told Putin directly, said this publicly, that he would launch an attack on Moscow if that happened. And he's also said, you know, I'm not sure whether Putin believed I would do it or not do it, but even if he thought there was a 10% chance that I really would do it, it kept him from launching an invasion into Ukraine. That's the whole point of leadership. Now, as this administration demonstrates nothing but weakness in Afghanistan, it is a clear sign to the Russians and to the Chinese that there are no consequences for their actions.
But Roger, Ari Melber told me Joe Biden is the best president of his life. Ari Melber, Roger, I know you respect him a lot. MSNBC host, come on now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I gotta tell you quickly here, Roger Stone with us. Last night, I did a deep dive to try to understand where Joe Biden is getting this idea that fighting a war with Russia is a good thing. And it turns out that he really thinks he's going to be some sort of a Dwight Eisenhower or FDR type. And his campaign staff is basically saying yes, encouraging this. And so it's a dangerous thing. And last night I'm doing a deep dive and I'm looking at these Democrat think tanks and these Democrat roundtables, and they're all saying the same thing. We need to fully support Ukraine, give them whatever they need to win this war. And folks, it's an unwinnable war for Ukraine. The only way Ukraine wins would be if the U.S. and NATO and the rest of the world decided to get involved and fight a world war over it. And I'd rather not do that. Now, we'll continue with Roger Stone here in a second, and I do want to ask him some other questions. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I've tried something new today, and I put a half scoop of the Ultimate Bone Broth into my coffee today. A half scoop. This is my cup of coffee, so you can have an idea of, you know, how much coffee we're talking. My goodness, the flavor explosion, unbelievable. And I'm somebody that I just drink coffee black. I don't like putting sugar or creamer or anything in there. But I got a little experimental today. There was a Ultimate Bone Broth canister. In fact, I got one right here that was sitting out next to the coffee machine. And I'm thinking, well, what is this doing here? I'm going to put a half scoop in my coffee. Amazing. Amazing. So I'm getting the Primal Human Nutrition Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, chocolate flavored, from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm getting that Primal Nutrition in my coffee today. Tell ya, that was the right move. So you can get your Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not actually for coffee, but it can be, and it's working great for me today in the coffee, adding the flavor. And with coupon code exclusively for the listening audience, with coupon code Let's Ride, you will get 10% off at checkout. Coupon code Let's Ride will get you 10% off at checkout. That's already in addition to the discounts you'll already see on the certain supplements and products we have on sale. Coupon code Let's Ride gets you 10% off at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Roger, I want to kind of conclude here with the Biden stuff. What are you hearing? Who's really running the Biden White House? Because we don't ever hear from Joe Biden. I mean, it's really actually incredible the tiny amount of exposure Biden has to the media. So that shows you they know he's an embarrassment. They know he can't talk. Same thing with Kamala Harris. We get maybe 30 minutes to an hour of public exposure from Joe Biden a week. That is, Donald Trump would do that in before lunch when he was president. So who's really running the White House? And who is putting this idea into Biden's head that if we just give as much military and money support to Ukraine as possible, they'll win, when really it's just a black hole?
You know, I think this is the de facto third term of Barack Hussein Obama. There's actually an interview you can find with him, which he said he's often dreamed about a third term in which he doesn't have to leave his basement, that he can have a microphone hooked up to earphones of whoever is the acting president and give directions. I think that's pretty much what is happening. It's not incidental that Jake Sullivan, Susan Rice, the new chief of staff, all of these people are veterans of the Obama administration. So Joe Biden, I think, is a figurehead president. His wife, Dr. Jill's in charge of trying to keep him looking alert. But he's an embarrassment. And I don't think he is making any of the decisions. That doesn't mean like Woodrow Wilson, where they would put a pen in his hand and then his wife would move the hand. He's probably signing the documents in that way, but I don't think he is running the country. I think Barack Obama is.
Now, again, just historically speaking, has there ever been a president that does less than Joe Biden? And it's odd to say, because of all the things that are going on, it's hard to believe that he's doing so little with all the developments. But, I mean, really, my guess is right now, let's see, it's 11:51 here Central Time, 12:51 on the East Coast where Roger is at. He's probably already jet-setted off to a vacation in his beachfront mansion, just like he does every Friday. Has there ever been a president that does nothing? I mean, like, he doesn't do anything. Oh, I could sit here and list off 10 things that he should have had a press conference, on. 5 places he probably should have gone and been there in person, and he's 0 for 10, 0 for 5. Has there ever been a president that has so little time in front of the American people?
Well, I think we have to only look at our modern presidents, meaning presidents during the time, when we had mass media. Woodrow Wilson was virtually incapacitated through most of his presidency through a stroke, but we didn't know that. What I think you're really asking, Owen, is has there ever been a president who has been so protected by the mass media so that it is not apparent that he's not doing anything? Let me give you an obvious example. It is disgraceful that he has not gone to East Palestine, Ohio. My grandson, my oldest granddaughter, and my only great-grandson live miles from where that toxic spill took place and the conflagration that was a controlled burn that was clearly not controlled. The child still has a fever, a rash, chronic diarrhea. Oh, no, folks, don't worry. The water, the air, it's all perfectly safe. It took Donald Trump to go there and show leadership. It gave Donald Trump to go there and give people hope and inspiration. But the president acts like it never happened. He still has no plans to go there. And then when his Environmental Protection Agency director does go there, he admits that he wouldn't let his own children drink the water. I think it is the perfect example of where Joe Biden is derelict in his duties as president.
It's truly, I mean, clearly the handlers and Kamala Harris as well have realized that the less the people see of Joe Biden, the better. Same thing with Kamala Harris. They might have thought at one point in time she would be a media darling. We found out real quickly the cackling hyena is not so warming to the American people. So they pretty much just keep both of them silent. I mean, that seems to be the initiative here, is make sure Joe and Kamala are never seen by the American people. Nobody needs to see this embarrassment. All right. One more thing for you, Roger. One of your favorites, Eric Swalwell. I know you're a big fan. He was recently on MSNBC. He says, violent Republican rhetoric put a target on the backs of all law enforcement. Oh, geez, the irony. If you're hearing defund the FBI, you don't distinguish between an FBI agent and a police officer. Really, Eric, you think people are that dumb? Like you, I guess. You consider it as law enforcement and the deep state. So the same party that for years chanted defund the police and then actually did defund the police, the same liberal media and the same Democrat Party that put a target on police backs that resulted in hundreds, thousands of them being attacked and hospitalized, many ambushed and killed, are now saying it's Republicans that want to defund the police. And they're saying that if you say defund the FBI, that's the same thing. Roger, your response.
Eric Swalwell for 2.5 years insisted that I was a traitor, that I was a Russian spy, that I had worked with Russian intelligence to subvert the 2016 election. It was a vile lie. No evidence to support that was ever produced by anyone, including in the Soviet-style show trial that I was put through, where I was charged with lying about Russian collusion. Involuntary testimony, Russian collusion that never actually happened. And then we learned that the guy who was infiltrated by the communists was none other than Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell penetrated a Chinese woman spy who then penetrated his office. Why is this significant? Well, because as a member of the House Intelligence Committee at the time, he had access to classified national documents and secrets. Eric Swalwell is a disgrace to the U.S. House, and frankly, it's not enough, in my opinion, just to throw him off the House Intelligence Committee. Given his active involvement with a Chinese spy, I think he should be expelled by the entire House.
Roger, final 60 seconds with you here. Where's your barometer of hope that we're going to finally root out this corruption and save this country? Because it's really, it's reaching levels unseen, unimaginable.
My faith is entirely in Jesus Christ. I'm living proof that Jesus Christ can do anything. When people ask me, what's your strategy, so I'll tell you my strategy. Prayer is my strategy. I don't believe the Lord will let this great nation founded on Christian principles be destroyed. I'm not the person I was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. And it's only through the power of prayer that America will be saved. God bless you, Owen. God bless you for what you're going through. And I ask everybody out there in the InfoWars universe to pray for America. And yes, go to StoneDefenseFund.com to help us in this struggle. God bless you.
Amen. Roger Stone, always a pleasure to be reunited, and it feels so good.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new